Well, hi there, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Evan and Tiki. We are live from the Cadillac Club here at Citi Field as we get set for Game 2 of the Subway Series. We'll be here all day long. We'll take your phone calls. We got a lot of special guests. And we'll get you set for the second game of this incredible series between the New York Mets and the New York
Yankees.
Evan,
yesterday, Jamie from the Cadillac Club pumped me up with a fantastic martini as soon as the show was over.
Oh, that's very nice.
Do you need one? Are you okay today? I'm just a little bit worried about you, Evan.
Well, let me address this, okay? Let me address this. When I say something, when I believe something, I believe it. I don't say it because I'm trying to piss off Tommy Lugau or piss off anybody.
By the way, Tommy was the only one that was right yesterday about the outcome of this game.
I've been right a lot lately.
I'm sure. But when I have an opinion, it comes from a place of reason. So I want to address the audience because we always want to be honest with each other. I am mortified. I am stunned. I am shocked. When I went on this radio station, when I said it with others, and I declaratively told you, arrogantly, I admit that, a little arrogantly, that there is no way in hell the Brooklyn Nets would trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks, I meant it. I meant it. Mm-hmm. And everything I said then, I'll tell you again, I didn't think you had a good enough offer. And it has been way less than 24 hours. I am still very emotional about this, and I still don't think it was enough.
What do you mean?
I still don't think it was enough.
They made themselves whole with the Suns thing.
Look.
They're unbelievable. They're in perfect position.
Perfect position? Right, we're going to suck for the next half a decade,
you're in perfect position. You're going to suck next year.
Okay.
But that's intentional. And at least you are in control of your suck.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's better than having I hope the Suns just stink for the next 3 years.
I understand that. And I'll address the Nets at some other point. But what happened last night was emotional. Because I, like everybody else, I'm sitting at Citi Field. I'm watching the Mets take on the New York Yankees, and Aaron Judge hits a grand slam. I'm a little worried. I mean, obviously, 9-2 game or 9-3 game becomes 9-7, and I'm a little worried. And all of a sudden, and I am never going to forget this moment. This is one of those moments you are going to remember for the rest of your life. All of a sudden, all within like a span of 5 seconds, some schmuck behind me screaming, "Evan, Evan, Evan." And then my phone's exploding, and then I saw these words on my phone, and thank God I saw it from a fellow Net fan, and it said, "The Brooklyn Nets have agreed to trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks." And never in my sports fan life have I been as stunned, as genuinely shocked, as speechless, as I didn't know what to do. I turned to my dad, and I said, and he said, "You okay?" I said, I can't believe this.
Was it not inevitable?
What?
Didn't it feel inevitable?
No.
I mean, they do a podcast, and they always get on Mikal Bridges, and they grind him about being on the Nets and not on the Knicks.
Yeah.
And basically openly recruit him. I don't know if tampering is as big a thing in the NBA.
By the way, Jalen Brunson and Josh Archer go to jail for tampering.
Seriously. I mean, that was for real
prison.
Tampering of Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
And are you surprised that he wanted to play with his boys that he knows since he were in college?
Let me clarify. I'm not surprised he wanted to be there. I'm surprised that the Nets agreed to it. Okay?
Why?
Because because the Knicks are good. All those draft picks will not be lottery dreams.
Okay.
It's not going to be Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown
way
it worked out for
Boston. But what was the future for the Nets? If they were as currently constructed before the Mikal Bridges trade, right, what was the future?
Okay, so
were they finding a star to put next to Mikal Bridges? Because you needed a star.
I understand that, right?
You needed an A to his B.
The Nets had two options. And I tried to make that clear when me and Loogie fought, and I fought with all Knicks fans about this. I wasn't against trading Mikal Bridges. I wasn't.
Just not to the Knicks?
I didn't think this was going to be enough. I'm sorry. Five first-round picks. Four of them from the Knicks who are going to be good. You're going to be good. Congratulations. This was a smart trade. I understand you gave up the biggest haul ever for a non-all-star, but he's a perfect fit for your team. It makes sense. He fits the window. And then I get a protected, but whatever. That's not even the point.
Yeah.
Okay? The point is, I can't believe it happened. And I'm not alone. Knick fans out there right now. You've had a chance. It's been 18 hours or whatever it is. You're stunned, too.
Mm.
You can't believe this happened.
I actually don't. We should ask the
You
resident,
expected it?
We should ask the resident Knick fan.
He only Loogie? Said it because he wanted to piss me off.
No, Loogie.
That's true.
Loogie. You have expected this, have you not?
I absolutely did, but even I last night had to check about 3 or 4 times on Twitter whether or not it was real. It was so surreal being in that park last night because as the Yankees are mounting their comeback, there was this vibe in the crowd, and it was when people were discovering what had happened. And for a split second, I was like, I think I'm going to run up and go see my pal Evan Roberts. But I was in the SNY suite. I'm like, free booze, free food. I'm hanging out here. But I can't wait to see him tomorrow.
Well, don't worry. You had plenty of other people tell me for that 25 minutes between the news breaking, the Judge home run, and the game ending was like the worst 25 minutes of my life.
Of your life.
It was. It's actually up there. I understand I'm still emotional, but give me time to sort through my emotions.
I think that's the issue, is you're letting emotion supersede the prudence of this. This makes sense for the Nets. They weren't finding another star, a superstar to pair with
not
with
the
Bridget.
Knicks, though, Tiki.
Why not?
Why not? Because the Brooklyn Nets may have delivered the New York Knicks the final piece to win an NBA championship.
So then you can take some credit for it.
Really?
You could take some credit.
Okay, let's play this game. I don't want everybody out there who don't give a rat's patoot about the NBA to think about this. If you are you're a Giants fan.
Go ahead.
Going nowhere this year.
Stop.
No. Let's just say you are going nowhere this year.
You're being hypothetical.
I'm being a little hypothetical.
A troll hypothetical, but it's okay.
Okay. You're having a down season.
Yes.
And you make a trade with the New York Jets that is the last piece that delivers the Jets a Super Bowl.
We don't hate the Jets.
Stop it.
We don't
hate the Jets. You want to break
Good
the streak?
Good for you, Jets. Good for you, Jets. That's what
you're
say.
Full of it.
That would be like if it was the Knicks going the other way, by the way. The Knicks gave whatever it was to the Nets to have them win a championship.
And they wouldn't want that.
Good for you guys.
And they wouldn't want that. Do Met fans and Yankee fans want that? Hey, Met fans, remember when DeGrom, the rumors about trading DeGrom were out there, and he makes so much sense for the Yankees? We took calls for weeks from Met fans saying, I can't trade Jake to the Yankees because if, God forbid, he's the last piece that helps them win a championship.
Okay, but Jacob DeGrom is not the right comparison.
I know, because Mikal Bridges is a fraud role player who gets bullied by Josh Hart.
Jacob DeGrom was yours from birth, right? You were the mama. He was the baby.
Yeah.
He was your guy. Mikal Bridges has been here for 2 years.
Oh, he's a nothing to me.
Exactly.
He
so why are you so connected to him?
I'm not connected to him.
Why don't you just let him go live his life with his former Villanova running mates and maybe win another championship?
Oh, well, another championship.
just tell him.
And here's the reality.
I'm just saying, Evan, it's best for the Nets.
Maybe long term. You know, 5 years from now, we can have that freaking discussion. But today, on this day, when Knicks fans are celebrating at Citi Field, when they got the guy they were dreaming about because Josh Hart bullied him. It's the only reason this whole thing happened. I want to meet Josh Hart just so I can tell him just a piece of my mind. You bullied your way into Mikal Bridges. You know it's true, Loogie.
Not really.
He's a bully.
I don't think he bullied him.
He didn't bully him. You know what, Teak? You know what made last night so much sweeter? Not only did we get the final Infinity Stone, not only did we get the final dog to do a little damage, the best part of the trade was Mikal Bridges asked the Nets to be traded to the Knicks, and the Nets said, sure, no problem.
Right.
So you know what? In honor of that, honey, if you're listening, I'd like to move Sidney Sweeney into our guest room at our house because I guess we're taking personal requests now. Oh, my God. How pathetic and peasant can you be that you gave us the missing piece, and now, Evan, just for that, you're invited as a Knicks season ticket holder to the parade. You're invited.
This is hell. No, this is a
not hell, Evan. I'm telling you, it's best for you.
Tiki, I'm going to admit something rational before I go back to being irrational.
Please.
Okay? On June 25th, now it's June 26th, I am a mess. I am ticked off. I am angry. I am set. By the way, plenty of Mets Yankees talk today. Do not worry. All right? I promise you that. The great Gary Cohen will be joining us later on the show, plus many of other surprises. But in this moment, it is painful. For you to tell me, hey, don't worry, 4 years from now, you're going to draft a kid in middle school, and that's going to make it worthwhile. Maybe then I'll be okay.
Do you really believe it's 4 years? Or do you believe that it needed to happen, the reset needed to happen?
I think the reset needed to happen. I didn't like it with this team because of, A, they're good. Like, Knicks fans, I'm talking to you. You're good for the next 5 years. When the Nets traded away their draft picks, whether it was to Houston, which I know they got back, or to Boston, there was a way that things were going to go bad quickly, and we know that they did.
Right.
Barring catastrophic injury, which I'm not rooting for, but guess what? I hate to say it. It would benefit me and the 12 other Net fans. This isn't going to be catastrophic. And that's why, and look, Knick fans, we will talk to you as well. Net fans, you have a safe spot because you're treated like crap on this radio station. Everybody looks down at you. They spit on you. They don't think you exist.
The Nets still in the league.
Yeah, I get it. Boom. If you need your safe zone, just a few of you, you can call us up too at 888-808-1019.
By the way, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm telling Evan.
What?
It's good for you.
Good for me.
It's okay, good for you. You weren't winning with the current construction.
I get that.
You weren't pairing Mikal Bridges with some other star that all of a sudden was going to make you one of the top teams in the East. It just wasn't happening.
I understand.
They did this out of necessity. And but can't you just feel good for Mikal Bridges? Right?
Are you kidding
me? Can't you just like appreciate that what they
I'm
have
gonna,
constructed?
No.
Is rare.
He's
it's
with his
unique.
Friends now, T.
And he's with his friends.
How
often?
Family reunion.
You know how long I wanted to play with my brother in the NFL? God. You know how like amazing that would have been? He's an identical twin brother. We literally shared a womb, like a sack. It wasn't two that split. It was one.
I got you.
Right? And we never got a chance to play. Can you imagine if I got a chance to do that? That's what it's like. Obviously not as direct, but that's kind of what it's like for Mikal Bridges. Can't you just feel happy for him?
Yeah. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
And Giant fans, this is to you. Let's say Tiki Barber got bullied by Rondé and then privately said, "Wah, Giants, I need to play with my big brother so he can protect me because I'm not an alpha and I'm not a leader and I don't have the guts to lead a franchise." And then they gave you what you wanted because you're a little baby and they sent you to Tampa. Do you think Giant fans would say, "Well, I'm happy for Tiki.
No.
He's with his brother."
No.
You know what they would say to you? The same thing I would say to Mikal if he was here now.
Here's the
thing. Go bleep yourself, with all due respect.
If I was not a Pro Bowler, if the team stunk and was constantly underperforming, I'm sure Giants would have said, "Yeah, good riddance."
And what would Giant fans have said to you?
That's what they would have said to me.
Really?
If the Giants weren't good and I wasn't like an all-star player or, in this case, a Pro Bowl, all-pro player, they would have said, "Good luck, man. Have fun down there with your brother. You're not good for us. And by getting rid of you, we make ourselves better."
You are very naive.
Good luck to you.
Very naive.
You're taking how my career panned out, not how it compares to what Mikal Bridges is now. If I had a Mikal Bridges-type career with the Giants, that is for a couple of seasons, and we weren't good, they wouldn't care about me. Hell, they don't care about Saquon Barkley because the team wasn't good when he was great. So what are you talking about?
I think what makes
You're missing the importance of the team here. The team wants to be put themselves in the best position to get better. The Nets are now in a good position to get better. How it was previous, they were not.
Sure.
They weren't going to get good.
It's not about trading him. It's about who they traded him to. It's about the fact that some people, not all of you Knicks fans, because you know I have great respect for a lot of you, but some of you spoiled brats, Loogie, demanded it, wanted it, and you got what you wanted. There's nothing more obnoxious than the kid that's screaming on Christmas morning about what they want.
Rookie.
I want, and then you get it. Even you smile right now.
You know what, Evan? I hear a lot of coping coming from you right now because you talk about Josh Hart bullying. You're looking at it all wrong here. Mikal Bridges was being held hostage. He was being held hostage because he had the unfortunate honor of playing, I guess, for the Nets. So his buddies and him, they came up with a plan to get him out of there. You call it bullying, I call it a master plan. The plan is now complete. The Knicks are ready to win a championship. Boston, we got a date with you. We will be healthy this time. OG Anunoby will be re-signed. We will be ready to go. And the Nets will watch a player at Duke, where 75% of us are not even allowed on the campus, and Evan will be watching games at Saturday at noon, dreaming about the next thing. You know what the Nets actually should do to win a championship? Yeah. Bring in superstar players. Oh, wait, they tried that. So good luck with this round.
Thank you. He's right, though. I'm going to be watching Duke basketball on my Saturday afternoons.
Let's
to the New
Knicks.
York Knicks fan out there. How the hell did you get the news? Was it similar to all of us? Were you in the midst of this emotional Yankee-Met game? And did it change your mood successfully if you're a Yankee fan? Mm-hmm. How did it do it if you're a Met fan? And yes, we are a safe zone for the 35 of you. For my fellow Net fans, last night was a very, very emotional night, and we are still coping. We are still trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces. So we will hear from you coming up, including you bastards who want your blood. You want your blood from me, I will give it to you. okay? I said there was no way this would happen. I was arrogant about it.
You sure were.
I told everybody who would listen, there is no way the Nets would trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks, and I'm still trying to cope with this, and I'm still trying to understand it, and I'm still trying to get it through my head, but it happened. Mikal Bridges is a New York Knick, and you guys better win it all.
I feel like you're picking up Net fans, though. You started at 9, then it was 12, then it was 25. You just said 35, so
yes.
Congrats.
Yeah, we're gated people.
He counted himself 10 times, though, in that number.
The Nets still in the league.
We'll get to your calls coming up. Knick fans, a very happy night for you. And for Met Yankee fans, a weird night. Plus, we'll get into the game, including Juan Soto doing something very under the radar that's unforgivable. We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019. That's our toll-free number. We got a lot of surprise guests. We are live at the Cadillac Club for a second straight day. Beautiful, beautiful place. We appreciate them for hosting us. We appreciate SNY. We're on TV for the full 4 hours. Of course, WFAN. And we always thank the New York Yankees and the New York Mets for putting this whole thing together. We'll come back with your calls. Evan and Tiki on a very eventful, surreal, crazy, I can't figure this out, Wednesday here in New York City, all live from the ever mobile Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.